Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday the 27th of March. This week in our Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we are encouraged to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Saviour and King, to avoid spiritual distractions. We turn once again to Luke chapter 19 and verses 28 to 44. Jesus' triumphant entry. After telling this story, Jesus went on towards Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks why are you untying that colt, just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognize it when God visited you." Do you find it difficult to keep quiet? I have to admit, I often find myself unable to stop myself from saying something. I always seem to have an opinion, and I don't mind sharing it. In contrast, as we reflect on the events of Palm Sunday and the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, we're invited to contemplate the quiet triumph of the quiet King. In a world bombarded with noise and distractions, the serene demeanour of Christ as he rode on a donkey teaches us about the power of humility and peace. Jesus, the King of Kings, could have entered Jerusalem in a grand and majestic way, surrounded by a multitude of followers and accompanied by the sounds of trumpets and drums. However, he chose a humble donkey as his mode of transportation, demonstrating his humility and accessibility to all. In doing so, he showed us that true strength doesn't lie in pomp and circumstance, but in humility and service. As we navigate through our own lives, we can emulate this quiet strength by choosing to respond to life's chaos with calmness and composure. Whether it's a hectic day at work or a disagreement with a friend, we can ask ourselves, how would Jesus respond? This approach allows us to carry a sense of divine peace into our interactions and decisions. Embracing the quiet strength of Jesus isn't always easy, especially in a world that values assertiveness and self-promotion. However, by intentionally cultivating a spirit of humility and peace, we can become more like our Saviour. One practical way to practice the quiet strength of Jesus is by embracing silence. In the midst of a noisy and busy world, taking moments of silence and solitude can help us center ourselves and connect with God. Whether it's through prayer, meditation, or simply finding a quiet place to reflect, these moments of stillness can rejuvenate our spirits and remind us of the peace that surpasses all understanding. Another way to practice the quiet strength of Jesus is by choosing our words carefully. In the heat of an argument or a tense situation, it can be tempting to respond with anger or harshness. However, by following the example of Jesus, we can respond with grace and kindness. This doesn't mean avoiding difficult conversations or avoiding standing up for what is right, but rather approaching these situations with a spirit of love and understanding. Take a moment just now to reflect on your own life. In what situations do you need to embrace the quiet strength of Jesus? Is it in your interactions with co-workers or family members? Is it in the way you handle stress or disappointment? Once you have identified these areas, think about how you can practice the quiet strength of Jesus in your daily life. Is it through intentional acts of kindness and service? Is it through seeking moments of silence and solitude? Is it through choosing your words and responses with love and grace? Remember, the quiet triumph of the quiet King teaches us that true strength lies in humility and peace. By embracing this quiet strength and practicing it in our daily lives, we can become vessels of God's love and bring peace to a noisy and chaotic world. If you need a question to help you reflect on these thoughts today, then try this one. In what situations do you need to embrace the quiet strength of Jesus? And how can you practice this in your daily life? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional, as we're encouraged to stay spiritually vigilant.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.